putting your body on the line here. So tuning in now to the feet. You might try lifting them up towards the ears, and when you feel comfortable with it, allowing your eyes to close gently in your mind's eye, your being merges with the garbage, becomes one with it, so that all your energies in this moment are held in awareness by the smells, and remembering that there is no one right way to doing the dishes. And let go completely of the question of time when this happens. As an experiment, see if you can float on a rubber raft into a big pot of boredom, letting it all cook in your mind's eye, where it cooks all by itself, stirring it perhaps every once in a while. Is that okay with you?
Yourself in the mirror until you feel a burning sensation. Now remove your head completely. Your head is floating in the air.
With your left brain, close your eyes, stick out your tongue to the universe, and imagine your own peculiar vibration. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Several thousand years of external happiness and exaltation of our psyche. Free we are from complexities.
As we go down the elevator, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice,
number three,
as you drink this water, day after day after day,
number two,
don't allow your eyes to move away from the spot for a moment. That's it.
Number one,
your eyes remove themselves from your body. For your own good. Your mind will become a sponge. You are a masterpiece. You're a work of art. You are becoming beyond any shadow of a doubt. Blue Rose.
Blue Rose.
An L, and then there is an O, and then there is a V, and then there is an E, a box of love in the matter of your mind. Keep the lid on it.
Now this becomes your reality. That's right. And at any time that you
feel yourself
in any way, you will think the word.
Stuck by this river,
this is your
you and I, underneath the sky that's ever
on,
falling down, 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 ever falling down. Through the day, as if on an ocean. Waiting here, always failing to remember why we came. I wonder why we came.
from a distance, and I reply with impressions chosen from another time, from another time.
Thank you. Thank you. perched in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood, looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because I was restless, I was fair. Well, as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the verse for another day, knowing how way leads on the way. I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages and ages. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Why was I born like the rest of the world? My blood is mixed. My mother was Ngumpe Pakani. My father is Absaluka. This mixture was not respected. As a small boy, I was often left to myself. So I spent many months stalking the elk people to prove I would soon become a good hunter. One day, finally, my elk relatives took pity on me, and a young elk gave his life to me. With only my knife, I took his life. As I was preparing to cut the meat, white men came upon me. They were English soldiers. I cut one with my knife, but they hit me on the head with a rifle. All went black. My spirit seemed to leave me. I was then taken east in a cage. I was taken to Toronto, then Philadelphia, and then to New York. And each time I arrived in another city, somehow the white men had moved all their people there ahead of me. Each new city contained the same white people as the last, and I could not understand how a whole city of people could be moved so quickly. Eventually, I was taken on a ship across the great sea over to England, and I was paraded before them like a captured animal, an exhibit. And so I mimicked them, imitating their ways, hoping that they might lose interest in this young savage. But their interest only grew. I was copying them, so they placed me into the white man's school. It was there that I discovered, in a book, the words that you, William Blake, had written. They were powerful words, and they spoke to me. But I made careful plans, and I eventually escaped. Once again, I crossed the great ocean. I saw many sad things as I made my way back to the lands of my people. Once they realized who I was, the stories of my adventures angered them. They called me a liar. Iksebiche, he who talks loud, saying nothing. They ridiculed me, my own people. And I was left to wander the earth alone. I am nobody.
Sei tempo, vai in terra col chattai chattu. Ne ho l'angolo da chi serve a niente. I che charmi con al donno terra. La hel, io te avessi una rai del terra. Tu che le capisci a fondo, ai mohe per di fronto. Tu te, ai io tutto, mo, di casa. Tu che mi da, di casa, di casa, di casa, di casa, di casa, di casa, di
careca toca pica pica to soca pica la careca toca pica pica to soca pica la careca toca pica pica to soca pica la careca toca pica pica to
I wanna get it. into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving.
Ego. From sundown, Jeremy flies, hoping to keep the sun from his eyes. He's from the city and down to the cave. In search of a master, in search of a slave. taking his woes down to the sea. In search of a lifetime to tell when it's home. In search of a story that's never been known. Wanting to be seen on their own. 3 hours is needed to leave from the mall. 3 hours to wonder. 3 hours. From his eyes, east from the city and down to the cave. In search of a master, in search of a slave.
thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.